The Fourth Journey by Jesse Goldberg Strassler. You shall go on three journeys in your life, declared the ancient fortune teller, sitting beside the pizza pretzel stand at the Arbor Day Festival. For more information, she required more money, and young Raj was flat broke, tapped out from all those attempts to win a WNBA poster at the ring toss. Indeed, as it was spoken, so did it transpire. Three journeys came about for Raj, to Australia at age 17, to Brazil at 21, and to South Africa at 23. Three wondrous, life-changing journeys that left him a satisfied man when he put down roots and settled in Havre de Grace at the ripe old age of 26. There it was that he met Alicia Tompkins, Dr. Pagnazzi's talented young hygienist, her even white smile serving as a glowing endorsement of Dr. Pagnazzi's dental skills. 10 cavities and 2 root canals later, Raj proposed marriage, but the wails of a panicked 8-year-old drowned out a response. Raj's jutting Adam's apple yo-yoed up and down, and his palms grew sweatier, but Alicia Tompkins was not about to have such a momentous occasion stolen from her. She seized Raj by his white and orange Baltimore Orioles t-shirt, painstakingly ironed for the occasion, and silenced the 8-year-old with the most romantic kiss ever witnessed in Dr. Pagnazzi's office. When at last Raj and Alicia disconnected, it was hard to distinguish which was brighter, Alicia's teeth or Raj's blush. The waiting room sighed happily. The 8-year-old blinked through her tears. With Alicia in charge, Raj found that he did not have to worry one bit about the ensuing wedding. The honeymoon, on the other hand. It'll be my fourth journey, worried Raj, from the couch in their living room. At the dining room table, Alicia looked up from a mountain of dream honeymoon brochures. Did you say something, hon? Raj rolled onto his side and looked at her with consternation. The honeymoon's my fourth journey. I'm only supposed to have 3 journeys in my life. The dazzling smile shot his way. It's not a journey, hon. It's a honeymoon. It's sort of like a journey, said Raj doubtfully. Alicia tilted her head to one side. What do you think about Italy? Italy, thought Raj. Italy would be terrific. He opened his mouth and spoke his mind, except he didn't voice his thoughts on Italy aloud. Not quite. The dazzling smile disappeared. What? Raj blinked and rubbed his jutting chin. I said Italy would be terrific. You didn't say that, hun. You said it'd be my fourth journey. Unquote. I did? Asked Raj with discomfort. No, I didn't. Did I? Alicia unearthed herself from the brochures and settled comfortably on Raj's lap, drawing her fingers through his curly hair. What's all this about a fourth journey, hun? The words came gushing out. 13 years ago. The Arbor Day Festival. The ancient fortune teller next to the pizza pretzels. A festival for Arbor Day? Alicia echoed skeptically. And what are pizza pretzels? Raj gave her a quizzical look. Pretzels filled with pizza. Seriously? His jaw fell open. You'd love them! Soft pretzels filled with warm pizza. Your choice of cheese, pepperoni, or sausage. We'd always get them at the movie theater. Alicia halted his forward momentum with a wave of her hand. Back on topic, hon. What's this about a fourth journey? She moved to the cushion beside him, sitting with her legs crossed, her hand resting encouragingly on his knee. He took a deep breath. In the booth next to the pizza pretzels, to the right, there was a fortune teller. White hair, long nose, wrinkled face, shiny rings on her fingers. Her sign said that she could see the future. I was curious. She was a fake, hon. She told me, began Raj. She was a fake, Raj. Alicia's tone grew firmer. Fortune tellers are just con artists in cheap jewelry. Same with psychics and palm readers. Raj inspected his thumbnail closely, then turned his hand over and stared down at the lines traversing his palm. Alicia grabbed for his hand, closed it, and snuck her fingers inside so that their hands were clasped together. His breath shuddered, and he regained his focus. Fake or not, she told me I would go on 3 journeys. And I did. I've been to Australia, Brazil, and South Africa, just like she said. You've also been to Chicago, Raj, Alicia countered. New York City. New Orleans. Raj shook his head obdurately, pulling his hand away. Those aren't journeys. Montreal? He paused. No, not Montreal either. A journey's a much longer trip. Think how long it takes to get to Australia. Going to Montreal is like going to... The proper analogy escaped him, and so he returned to the safety of his main thesis. It's not a journey, not like going to Italy. And I was only in Montreal for 3 days. It doesn't count. Alicia tilted her head. But you consider honeymooning in Italy a journey. Yes, he said, nodding emphatically. Going to Italy is definitely a journey. And that would make four, she said dryly. Exactly! Who knows what might happen if I went on a fourth? Maybe the plane might crash. I'm only supposed to have three journeys in my life, and I have. Three journeys, exactly. According to the fake fortune teller, Alicia pointed out. According to the fortune teller, Raj agreed, as though conceding the point. Exasperated, Alicia folded her legs beneath her and looked over at the dining room with its waiting brochures. So, said Raj, filling the air, I was thinking, maybe after dinner tonight, we could go see a movie? She swung back toward him, her gaze sharp. I'm not done here. What if that fortune teller meant a different kind of journey? A different kind? You're defining journey as anywhere that takes a long trip to get there. Challenged, Raj stumbled about, looking for the words to put together a coherent answer. That's part of it, sure. Definitely a long trip. On a plane. On a plane? Or a boat? Any long ride. His eyes nearly crossed in his frustration, and he jumped to his feet and went right to his laptop, located on the end table, bringing it back with him to the couch. His fingers crackled over the keyboard. Three definitions. First, the act of traveling from one place to another, a trip. Second, a distance to be traveled, or time required for a trip. I journey to and from Dr. Pagnazzi's office each day, Alicia jabbed. Raj's cheeks reddened as he pressed onward. Third definition, a process or course likened to traveling, a passage. Example, the journey of life. He snapped the laptop shut. That didn't help at all. I still say I've been on three real journeys. Alicia tossed a pillow at him. You're so literal. How do you know what the fortune teller meant? She meant three journeys, protested Raj obstinately. She thanked me for paying, said I had a kind face, took my hand, closed her eyes, and told me I would go on three journeys in my life. What other kinds of journeys could there be? Journey to the center of the earth? The corners of her mouth tugged upward. Don't stop believing. A chuckle escaped him. Okay, that's journey two. You want me to sing to you? Later, yes. She tapped him on the tip of the nose. Think about that third definition you read. There are other kinds of journeys than long trips. Spiritual journeys, for instance, or journeys of self-discovery. Who are you? Why are you? Why did you journey to Australia, Brazil, and South Africa? Why did you move to Havre de Grace? He twisted about and leaned against her. Life's journey, huh? She tousled his hair and listened to his steadying breaths. Raj spoke again when he thought he was ready. I journeyed to Australia, Brazil, and South Africa. His voice trailed off. He wasn't ready yet. Because? She asked softly. Because he composed himself, taking a series of deeper breaths. Because I knew I was supposed to go on three journeys. That's why. That's stupid, she said. But she had taken the edge off, letting him know she was only gently teasing him. She could feel the smile grow on his face. How was Australia? I loved it. Brazil? Wonderful. South Africa? Moving. Powerful. You're glad you went? Yes. I'm glad. By now, both of them had their eyes closed, and all that existed was the sound of their breaths. We don't have to go to Italy, said Alicia after a while. I do want to go to Italy. Raj's body tensed again. It's just... I know. Alicia kissed him on the top of his head. How's Hawaii for our honeymoon? It's kind of far, but it's still in the U.S., so it's not even like going to Montreal. Would Hawaii be a journey, hon? His mind played with the idea. No, he said slowly, his eyes opening. It's not another country. Same currency, same language. She sighed. But there is an ocean to fly over. But it's not like going across the Atlantic and Mediterranean to Italy, Raj interrupted, gaining momentum. It's Hawaii. We'd fly out of Los Angeles, so it wouldn't really be that far. I think it's all right. I think it'd work out. Alicia playfully scratched his head. Do you want to call the fortune teller to get her okay, hon? It was the crowning touch. Raj sat up, radiating excitement. We'll go to Hawaii for our honeymoon. What do you think? Alicia stayed where she was, comfortably ensconced on the couch. She stretched out one arm dreamily toward the table. Second from the left, next to the Thailand brochure. See what you think of that honeymoon cruise. She watched him fairly gallop away from the couch as her thoughts glided elsewhere. What had her horoscope said? An unusual obstacle will arise, but your resourcefulness will triumph in the end. True enough.